KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 20 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly to mostly cloudy today, a high of 38. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. A federal judge is striking down two Iowa laws that make it a crime to mistreat the American flag. U.S. District Judge Robert Pratt ruled Wednesday the laws are unconstitutional because they criminalize protected free speech. One law makes it a simple or a misdemeanor to deface, mutilate, or trample on the American flag. The other says it's illegal to show disrespect to the flag, to, quote, provoke or encourage another to commit a public offense. The American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa had challenged the laws last year on behalf of Westboro Baptist Church of Topeka, Kansas. The church's members are known for protesting outside funerals, often dragging, standing, and spitting on flags. The lawsuit came after the police chief in Red Oak threatened to enforce the law against members during protests. Two teens from Council Bluffs have been arrested in connection with at least 18 separate incidents of criminal mischief or vandalism. The incidents, which involved bricks being thrown through the windows of vehicles in Council Bluffs, occurred between November 26th and the 29th. Council Bluffs Police Sergeant Dave Dawson said a 17-year-old male and a 14-year-old male from Council Bluffs were arrested this week on felony criminal mischief in the second-degree charges. The teens were later released to their parents with appearances to be scheduled in juvenile court. Dawson says a tip from a citizen led to the teens' arrests. On November 29th, a citizen reported seeing a green 1990s model Dodge Dakota pickup occupied by two white males driving recklessly on the east side of Council Bluffs. One day earlier, a victim of theft in the same area saw the same vehicle and was able to provide authorities with a license plate number. On December 2nd, a uniformed patrol officer found the suspect's vehicle and identified the driver and only occupant as the suspect in the case. The 17-year-old admitted during an interview with detectives that he was involved in the vandalism spree. He also implicated the 14-year-old, who was also interviewed and admitted to his role in the crimes. Sergeant Dawson said it was important to note that the cases were solved in large part due to observant citizens who took the time to report what they saw and provide critical leads. He said also those tips combined with the hard work of police officers and detectives resulted in the arrests and eventual prosecution of the individuals involved. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports two people from northern Iowa were arrested Tuesday night on drug charges. 50-year-old Jeffrey Allen Ware and 32-year-old Crystal Marie Rashidi, both of Fort Dodge, were taken into custody at around 9:30 p.m. following a traffic stop in the 1300 block of Bluebird Avenue. The pair was charged with possession of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver, possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver, and a drug tax stamp violation. Weir and Rashidi were being held at the Audubon County Jail on $100,000 bond each. Three people were arrested Tuesday in Mills County. The sheriff's office said Wednesday 29-year-old Bradley Allen Fink of Malvern was arrested at the sheriff's office on a warrant for OWI second offense, theft second degree, and driving while revoked. Also arrested at the sheriff's office Tuesday was 26-year-old Andrew Dean West of Malvern, who was wanted on a warrant for two counts of conspiracy. And 28-year-old Clayton Andrew Fritz of Pacific Junction was arrested at the Mills County Jail on a warrant for failure to appear on a driving while barred charge. The bond for all three men was set at $5,000 each. Police in Creston investigated a non-injury accident on Highway 34 Tuesday afternoon. Officials say both Robert Spare of Afton and Zachary Steffen of Creston were traveling east on Highway 34, with Spare in the right eastbound lane and Steffen in the left eastbound lane. Steffen failed to yield to the vehicle on the right and attempted to turn right from the left lane, causing the accident. The vehicle made contact with the Spare vehicle, which sustained functional damage and was towed from the scene. Steffen was cited for failure to yield the right of way. As part of the Christmas magic in downtown Atlantic, the committee will hold a lighted Christmas parade this Saturday, December the 6th, beginning at 6 p.m. Activities leading up to the event begin at 3 p.m. Saturday when Santa arrives at his cabin in the city park. You can enjoy a warm cup of hot cocoa as you wait to see Santa. Afterward, enjoy a horse-drawn carriage ride through downtown Atlantic, sponsored by First Whitney Bank and Wells Fargo. Fireworks, sponsored by A.M. Coron & Sons and Myron Gross Real Estate, begin at 6 p.m. Saturday over the Rock Island Depot, and the annual Lighted Christmas Parade down Chestnut Street. Every year, the parade features local businesses, organizations, and families that want to be a part of the Atlantic holiday tradition. Each float entry has the chance to win Atlantic cash or the grand prize trophy. And new this year are three awards, Twinkle Twinkle, the best holiday spirit and best overall. They will be given before the parade to highlight the winners as they parade downtown Chestnut Street. The winners will be formally awarded the following Monday at the Atlantic Area Chamber Office. Now, lighted parade entries are able to register as late as this Friday, December the 5th. Pre-registration forms can be filled out at the Chamber Office through Friday at 5 p.m. You can also find the registration form at www.atlanticiowa.com. Now, thousands of students at Iowa's three public universities could graduate without seeing their tuition increase once. The Iowa Board of Regents voted Wednesday to freeze tuition for resident undergraduate students for the third straight year, provided that lawmakers approve a funding increase for the universities next spring. Governor Terry Branstad said that would be a historic achievement. Regent Larry McKibben says a third straight freeze will help families who are struggling to afford higher education. If the freeze sticks, in-state students who graduated May of 2016 will have paid the same base tuition all 4 years. That's $6,678 at the University of Iowa and $6,648 at Iowa State University and the University of Northern Iowa. The board raised tuition by 1.75% for non-residents and students in graduate and professional programs. Two alumni of Iowa State University have donated more than $22 million to the school to help build a new student center and create an endowed dean's chair. The university said in a news release Wednesday that a portion of the money will be used to support the planned Student Innovation Center. The other portion will be used to create an endowed dean's chair in the College of Human Sciences. Dean Pamela White, a longtime faculty member, will be the inaugural holder. The school says the alumni want to remain anonymous. The gift was made through the Iowa State University Foundation, a private nonprofit that helps secure gifts and grants for the school. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.